Yeah, that would be me. And at the other end of the ring is Sam Panionovich, Fox Sports betting analyst, general nice guy, and apparently great pickle aficionado. Would that be correct, Sam?
Oh, 100%. And by the way, you know, we've talked and we've known each other for years. I've got family and friends that don't care about sports, but they're all listening tonight because they heard I'm dealing pickles with Landecker.
Well, shout out to them. Hi there, Mom. How you doing? There you go. Is that right?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. So exactly, how do you envision this unfolding here? I mean, I've got a list of a whole bunch of pickles in front of me, and what are we supposed to argue about?
I don't know. I guess if I had to curate the segment, look, yes. Ashley reached out and said, let's do a food fight. And I said, great. I want to bring up pickles.
Okay.
And she said, what about pickles? And I guess, let me start here.
Okay.
I think the pickle is the most versatile snack of all time.
Well, that may be true. As a matter of fact, I never really considered the pickle a snack. You know what I mean? It's a, what is it? It's a drunk cucumber.
So, all right. So I came up with a list because I love doing lists for you. So you can do straight pickles, which, by the way, can be dill, bread and butter, hot and spicy, garlic. So that's just one faction, a straight pickle. I can do chips on a sandwich. I can do a spear on a Chicago hot dog.
Oh, yeah.
I can do dill pickle favored chips. I can do bacon wrap pickles. And then for all you booze hounds out there, I could do a pickle backed, which is a chaser from my whiskey, or I could do a hangover pickle juice the next morning. John, I'm killing you already.
Well, I don't feel injured in any way, shape, or form. I mean, these are just facts about pickles. There's not any particular positive or negative thing to say about a pickle on a sandwich, so to speak. I mean, I like a pickle on a Chicago hot dog. It's a spear, isn't it? Wouldn't that be a, that's a pickle spear. Yeah, I like that.
Yep.
And when I was growing up, I guess as a little kid, I liked sweet pickles because they were, of course, sweet. But I've never thought of them really as a snack. But yeah, I guess so. If you look at it this way, and it may be the most, what's the word I'm looking for, Sam? It may be the most,
versatile.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Jack.
Thank you. Good.
That's what I'm here for.
Thank you for saving me. It may be the most versatile of the foods, come to think of it. I mean, did anybody ever look up to see if a pickle, what is a pickle? It's a vegetable, isn't it? Would it be a vegetable? I should have done this
before. I lose track between fruit and vegetable. I just, all I know is this.
Yes.
I can use it in so many ways. Like if I go to the tool belt, it's a Swiss Army knife.
Okay. if you say so. Bacon-wrapped pickles. I mean, you can wrap bacon just about around anything, and you'll get a certain positive reaction from some people. Yeah, I'll wrap my pickle in some bacon. Pickled juice. I know it's a thing. That doesn't necessarily mean I gotta like it. But as you know, you mentioned it as a hangover cure, and it's been a long time since I've had a hangover, and I don't ever remember picking up a jar of pickle juice to alleviate the hangover symptoms. But hey, sure, why not?
Well, if we could hit the rewind button and go back many, many years, I think you would have appreciated, because over the years I have learned, you know, kids these days, as they say,
yeah,
kids these days like to get a Gatorade the next morning, or right. a vitamin water, or a liquid IV. But there is more sodium and more electrolytes in a jar of dill pickles than in anything else in this world.
No kidding.
And, oh, buddy, listen. I'm speaking from experience.
Mm-hmm.
So if you go out, on a Thursday night. Let's say, let's go back.
Oh, yeah, Thursdays were big.
20, okay. 30 years.
Okay.
How far are we going back?
Oh, okay, that's enough.
So 40, 50. So the next morning, you go into the fridge, and rather than grab that Gatorade, you take that jar of pickles, the Vlasic dill pickles.
Yes.
And that jar has more electrolytes and more sodium. And if you just take a couple sips, it's better than any remedy that you could ever come up with.
Well, would that be true then? Like, say, let's eliminate the hangover part of it and say, take another situation where, like, athletes need to replenish their electrolytes. And so you see, you know, Gatorade and everything. What if they grabbed the jar of pickle juice? Would that work as well?
So if they don't have the alcohol in the equation, I don't know that balances the equilibrium.
Right.
I have seen some athletes, and, you know, I covered sports in Chicago a long time.
You bet.
I saw a fair share of hockey athletes over the years eating the pickles in the bag, which are obviously, you know, readily available. So you eat that, like, the big, long, fat pickle. I wish I was kidding. I'm not.
No, I know.
And then you eat the pickle, and then you drink the juice. You know what I'm saying? The pickle in the bag, right?
Right.
So hockey players, before games, for a boost of electrolytes, will eat a pickle and drink the juice before a hockey game.
That's exactly what I'm talking about. That is exactly what I'm talking about. I never heard that, in all the sports, all the Blackhawk games that we talk about and carry the play-by-play and Blackhawks Live, I've never heard anybody talking about hockey players using pickle juice as a... Now, look at Jack. He's nodding his head. Oh, yeah. That pickle juice thing is like a thing.
We had a sponsor on Hamp and OB last year that Hamp made, and it was pickle juice for, like, hydration. I forgot what it was called. I should remember. But
what do you know?
He swears by it, too.
No kidding.
So, I don't want to air anybody's dirty laundry here, but he's no longer a Blackhawk. I can promise you right now, the Blackhawk that ate the most pickles over the years was number 88, Patrick Kane. I promise you.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
I believe you. I just didn't realize it was a staple of the Blackhawk locker room. Or that it was used as a recovery method for electrolytes and things of that nature. Yeah. Well, that's good to know. Maybe I'll give it a try. There's nothing wrong with it. I just wasn't really into, certainly not into pickles as much as you are.
My parents used to have mostly my dad. My dad was a big pickle guy. Mm-hmm. So we'd have, you know, carte blanche. We'd have five different jars of pickles in the house at all times. And maybe I'm a little biased, but when they reached out and said, hey, we're doing food fight, I immediately said, pickles!
Pickles. But the thing is, though, to have a real fight about it, there's got to be some sort of opposition. And I don't have any real opposition to pickles. I like pickles. You know, really. And there's no counterpart, as far as I know. I got a text from 708 that says, pickle juice is medicinal. A couple of swigs gets rid of leg cramps. Johnny Putman swears by it. All right. I'm not a doctor, but that shouldn't stop me from talking about medical things these days. We'll do more when we come back after this on 720 WGN. Food fight! Oh, yes. And Sam Panayanovich, and we're having a pickle discussion. And I, because it's the holidays, I found this. That's about enough of that. It goes on. But I think we get the general gist there of the Christmas pickle, if you will. I just want to do... a tease for something coming up after 8:30. Matthew and Gunnar Nelson, the Nelson twins, are going to be at the Arcata Theater tomorrow night, and they'll be with us after 7:30. They used to have really, really long, long hair. I don't know if you remember that or not, but they were big, like in around the 90s. And I'm happy to be able to talk to them coming up later. But right now, we're still in the pickle jar, so to speak. Listen to this, 708. Pickle juice is good for pitchers when they develop a blister. You guys are great. Keep up the good work. Oh, thank you. I didn't apparently, how do I go through my entire life not knowing that pickle juice is one of the great home remedies for just about everything? I don't know.
Well, I wouldn't say everything, but I would say two things. Knowing this personally for cramps, number one.
Really?
Because of the electrolytes. Yeah, cramps, number one.
Yeah.
And hangovers, number two. That right. next morning, if you've been hitting it hard and you take a couple sips of pickle juice, you are good. By the way, my brother played professional baseball.
Yes.
And as I told you, my brother doesn't listen when we talk sports. He listens when we talk pickles.
Right.
So he says to me, he says, tell Landecker, when I get cramps, and when we got cramps in our locker room, they had six different kinds of pickles in our locker room in case guys were dehydrated or cramped.
I'm surprised there's not an official pickle of Major League Baseball. How come there's no pickle advertising on baseball during baseball games? If it's such a universally used item, I mean, if I knew my product was being used in the locker rooms of, you know, Major League Sports and it was being used for the betterment of the players, man, I'd be a sponsor. I've never heard of it before until tonight. You know what I'm getting at, right? Yeah.
We could invest if you'd like. We could pool our money together and we could invest. I would also let me add two more things.
Uh-huh.
There are pickle flavored sunflower seeds these days.
Okay.
I know, I can hear you just getting sick on the inside, right? So pickle-flavored sunflower seeds. And then if anybody's ever been to the state fair in Springfield, Illinois.
Oh, here we go. I know what you're talking about. Yep.
Deep-fried pickles.
Pickles on a stick. Isn't it on a stick?
Oh, usually? Yeah. Well, no, however wait a minute. You like it.
Yeah. Because they deep-fry everything at the state fair. Absolutely everything. Cheese, pickles, ice cream, you name it. Dunk that thing in there and get some. And fry that sucker up. But wait a minute. What would we do? We'd have to start our own pickle company. Right?
Right. So I wasn't prepared for that question, but if you gave me like 15 minutes, I can get you a business plan. You know, if you did a deal with a local pickle company, you'd profit off that. You would.
You know, you may be right, because this is, I think, an untapped source for promotion. I mean, I'm repeating myself here, but all the testimonies to the positive effects of pickles on people, and yet you hear nothing about it when pickles are advertised. You know, hi, I'm John Landecker. You know, when I'm dehydrated and need some electrolytes, I turn to Vlasic. Glug, 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 glug. You can too. Hey, who knows?
I think we should invest in Landicles.
Better watch out how you say that. Yeah, Landicles, sure.
This is an opportunity I feel is going to thrive for us.
I think we're on to something. I just can see it. I can see the label. I can see the whole, you know, who is it? Who's got the Bandito?
Chris Chelios.
Chris Chelios has the Bandito tequila. Why can't I have the, I have to have a name before the, you know, like he has Bandito and then has tequila. So I got to have something and then pickle is what I'm saying.
Landicles.
Now available at your grocery store.
I picked it up in Nashville. So I was in Nashville about 10 years ago, and they were doing Irish whiskey, like a Jameson per se.
Yeah, yeah.
And they were taking, so they, the bartender would line up shots of Jameson, and then behind the Jameson would be a little half shot of pickle juice. And the people in this bar would take the Irish and then take the pickle juice, and it would sort of override the bitterness of the Irish whiskey. I'm telling you, pickles are more popular than people think, man.
312. Every date I've ever taken to a Hooters or Buffalo Wild Wings, they always want fried pickles as an appetizer. How about that? There you go. People are. Oh, now this is, you see, sometimes I don't focus in on the entire picture because I love dill-flavored potato chips, as does the text from 330. I forgot about that. Yeah, I like dill. It doesn't have to be a pickle. You know what I'm saying? I just generally like dill added to whatever it is. And potato chips, fantastic. You've ever had those? You've had those, haven't you?
100%. But I think, you know, pickles are either, they either go on or with most sandwiches.
Yeah, true.
They go on burgers. They go on Chicago hot dogs. They go on pulled pork sandwiches. And as I've just taught you, they go with alcohol.
And anything that goes with alcohol has got to be good.
And a new trick. I picked this up recently because I took the plunge recently, and I bought myself a smoker. I take these pickle spears, and I wrap bacon around them, and I smoke these pickles for 2 hours at 225 degrees, and they are insane.
Smoked pickle wrapped in bacon.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
I take your word for it. Well, Sam Panayotovich, I'm sorry to say, Fox Sports analyst, we are out of time. I want to thank your family for listening. They're welcome back at any time. And if you want to come back on the food fight, all we got to do is figure out what to fight about. So,
you better fight next time. You didn't fight this time. I won this fight.
Nothing to fight about. I like pickles. Come on. Talk to you later.